healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
I close the window, and the window brings in a really nice, cool breeze. Easy breezy, beautiful. Cover girl. But I'm trying to like make sure there's like not a lot of noise or whatever. Cause like we're gonna get into everything else, but let's go ahead and do this, okay? I'm still at this moment a one woman show, okay? I'm producing the podcast on my own, right? I'm recording the content and everything on my own. I'm doing the sound. I have no makeup on right now. I'm looking natural or whatever. My hair's a vibe. I do my own hair, my own makeup, my own nails. The nails are popping, right? I do everything on my own right now. So that's that. So just bear with me on some things, okay? In like a year or so, we're going to look back and be like, whoa! Remember when you're doing everything by yourself and now look, you got a whole team. So that's what we're looking forward to. But yes, okay, so... Y'all, I am sorry that this episode currently is so freaking hectic. My thing needs to be charged again. So I feel like I'm going to go ahead and just let it charge and do my makeup. And just like get together because my camera battery really needs to charge. So I'm going to let it charge for a little bit. And then we'll be back in a second. Hey y'all, welcome back to Comments with Cookie Podcast. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Oh my gosh, my light just fell. Okay, so look, this is a, I'm self-producing here, okay? Producing my own podcast, doing the uploads, doing the edits. There's really no edits when it comes to the podcast. I'm doing my own hair, doing my own nails, doing my own makeup at this point. So really just like giving it to y'all raw, like, it's all me right now. We'll have a team in the future right now, so well, it's not all me. Y'all see the babes is here, okay? The babes is here. But in the sense of like doing the work right now, it's me because they chilling. okay, so let's go ahead and get into this episode. We have a new little vibe here. Got the cookies pillow so y'all know that we are sitting here on Comments with Cookie, all right? Got a little microphone going on here. The microphone is actually kind of blocking the cookies. Oh man. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Okay, so we're back. We fixed the microphone. I fixed the microphone, okay? But, yeah, so today's video, you can tell the girl's a little bit out of breath. I was just doing a lot of moving around, okay? Currently trying to upload a video that I just edited as I'm doing this filming right now, so there's a lot that's happening. But I really just wanted to go ahead and get into... today's topic. Okay, so today's topic is truly about listening to your intuition, which truly is just God speaking to you in ways that he feels like is the best way to communicate with you. So the reason that this is so important to me is I know it's just like I don't like talk. I've been talking about it, but like more like my personal life. I don't necessarily like talking about it publicly. I'm still working through that kind of like weirdness, honestly. And I guess it's a trauma response in itself. But the video that was posted in 2021 that kind of like gave some insight on things that were happening in my life at that moment. And that video led to a bunch of other things, which is where all the like missing person stuff came and stuff like that afterwards. I did not want to post that video. Let's be clear. I did not want to post that video at all. I know I recorded it and I recorded it for like safety purposes. So if anything ever happened to me, they could find that footage and know that something happened to me. But I didn't record it with the intent to upload it. If that makes sense. And I kept having this inkling of like, post it. And I was like, I don't want to. So at first it was like a murmur And I was like, no, I'm ignoring it. No, 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 no. And then, like, literally, it got, the voice from the inside became so loud that it's just like, I know this is God. I know this is God telling me to post it. And it's just like, okay, I know in that sense, I've been quiet about a lot of stuff that's happened in my life for so long that God was like, I want you to find power in your voice. I need you, matter of fact, to find power in your voice. So I need you to post it because this is bigger than just you. And I was like, okay. So I posted it. And at the time, I had no Wi-Fi in my house because of everything that happened. And, you know, again, I'll get into specifics of that stuff later because that's not exactly what this is about. But I didn't have any Wi-Fi going on in my house at all. And I was at the hospital. And that's the only place at that time that, like, I had internet connection. And that's when God was inclining me to post it the most. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I really don't want to. Like, I'm literally here getting all this blood drawn. Like, there's just already so many emotions of me having to be here. Like, it was just a lot. But he told me to post it, so I posted it. And literally the moment I pressed post, I started crying. That's how, like, my flesh did not want to do that. I literally started crying. I was crying so intensely and so hard the moment that I pressed post. And I never looked at it again. I posted it and then I was like, I'm not, I did a quick check and I was like, this. And I was like, literally I looked at it, I posted it and I was looking at it as it was posting and I was like, I need you to get off of this because you're going to take it down and then that's going to go against God and we don't want those issues. So I literally was like, I'm not looking at it anymore. 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 And though it was very hard for me to do, and though it was very hard for me to talk about things that had happened in my life, I know that it was the right thing to do. And this is like the weirdest part. It's like, okay, I posted that. All this, like, obviously there's all this chaos that came afterwards and just like a whole bunch of like stuff, right? I've been doing YouTube for 8-9 years. Now, that video that I did not want to post was a video that got me approved to be monetized. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? The video that I did not want to post is a video that got my channel monetized. Now, there's a lot of, I feel a lot of different ways about that. Like, I personally, honestly, I'm not going against God, but I felt a lot of ways about that at first. I was like, I can't believe all this hard work that I've put into my channel. This would be the video that allows me to get monetized. Obviously, there were other videos up to that point that played a part in me getting there. But that was the particular video that YouTube sent me an email letting me know, hey, your channel is not monetized because of that video. I felt a lot of ways about that because I was like, dang. At first, I took it personal, like, all this hard work that I put in, I can't believe that that would be the video. But God's like, this isn't about you because you don't know how many people you helped save sharing your story. That's what it was about. It was about you finding your voice and finding that there's power in your voice. That's what that was about. And honestly, now, here I am about a year later. Now it makes sense to me because there really is power in my voice. That situation gave me the courage to go ahead and start the podcast. Because I tried starting the podcast back in 2017. But that situation gave me the courage to truly dive in and really focus on my YouTube content, which led me to, outside of just vlogs, realizing, hey, you've always wanted to do motivational speaking. This is your chance now. This is your chance to do so. So go ahead. And that, it's crazy, because like I said, like, that was the video, oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost forgot this part. That was the video, like I said, that got my channel monetized. Now here's the part that's even more insane, right? That video, everyone who was involved in that situation wanted me to take that video down. And I was like, you know what? Something again. I know this something is God. I know it's not just something. God told me, don't you dare delete that video like they want you to. Don't you dare delete that video. So I didn't delete it. I just made it private. And I was like, right now this is going to make sense, but somewhere down the road this is going to make sense. I made it private. Then I got into, there was a discussion and a conversation I had with someone, and they were like, fine, go ahead and post it again. And I was like, okay. So I made it public, but I kept doing other stuff. Like, I didn't bring any extra attention to the video, but I put it back on my page and continued doing the things I needed to do. So because of that, I had been working really hard for 3 months at that time for my channel. Now, re-putting that video up, those 3 months that I didn't even know that the old video had anything to do with, those 3 months that I was working really hard, I actually made money for those 3 months. And I was like, wait, this is crazy. What's going on? Like, how? Like, I didn't even know. Like, what? And I realized it's because those 3 months, that other video was already, the other video was posted before those 3 months even happened. Like, I had reposted it, right? But those 3 months mattered because of that. Now, here's the even crazier part. Once I had put out there that my page is now monetized, then there were conversations about me taking that video down again. So I'm like, I'm seeing what's happening here. Each time it gets to a point where, like, something that I've been trying to do for a very long time happens, there's conversations and things that are happening to try to take me back where that goal doesn't seem feasible for me. Right? And I'm like, no, that goal is feasible because God told me so. I'm listening to God. I'm not listening to anybody else. And had I listened to those other people, still to this day right now, I would be working very hard to try to get my page monetized. But listening to God, he was like, don't even worry, I got you. So now that is a job of mine. It's like, I can literally make money from that platform because I listened to God. Now, the reason I'm saying this is, during that time, I've always been, and I've talked about this before, I've always been a believer in Christ, but obviously I'm like super like engaged with my relationship with him now, and that was like, I'm not turning my back on you, not because I'm making money from it, but because I know you did that to save me. Again, it wasn't just about me, so I'm like, I'm gonna listen to you. And literally, from that moment that I initially posted that video, that was the beginning of my journey of like, I'm putting God first again, and I'm listening to him. I truly am. And the reason I say again is, there was a point in my life. There was a point in my life where I was still a believer in Christ, but there were some things that I was in that I didn't necessarily know went against God. Now, again, I'm not saying that this is anybody else's responsibility because it's not their fault. I take accountability for my ignorance, and I've said that before. I take accountability for my ignorance because I didn't know. Now, the part that's like, dang, that's messed up is these people did know that the stuff that they were introducing me to was not of God, right? So, crystals, they're not of God, right? Tarot cards. And I was like, girl, how did you not know? I knew palm reading was a kind of like an issue. And there was even a point where I like kind of like considered that, but like never went through with it. But I didn't know it was like blasphemy. I didn't know it was like truly going against God like that. It was never explained to me like that. So, crystals, tarot cards, right? Sage, like all this stuff. Now, mind you, where I had lived before, I personally never engaged in that stuff. Like, I had some, but they were always something that someone gave me. I never went and bought any myself. And I look at my life then versus looking at my life when all the stuff was in it. You can see a huge difference. You can see a huge difference, right? So I'm now in an environment where there's others that have crystals. I have crystals, they have sage, I have sage, right? They have tarot cards, I have tarot cards. And when it's people that like you trust and believe in, when they introduce you to something that you're unaware of, this is what I'm talking about, the ignorance, you don't know that they're leading you astray. This is why you have to make sure that your faith is strong so you can learn discernment regardless of how close your relationship or bond is to somebody. You should listen to God more than them, right? So I'm not realizing this person's leading me astray. Not at all. Not at all. So like I said, I had crystals, I had tarot cards, I'm watching videos with tarot cards, I have sage. All those things open up portals to allow dark energy into your life. I even went as far as, like, I heard people talking about altars and stuff like that, right? And I had, quote unquote, put an altar. It was like where I put all of my crystals at, and it was in front of this cute mirror, and I had the sage right next to it. Like, I had sage over there. Again, mirrors are portals too. So I had all this stuff sitting in front of a portal, allowing all this crazy energy in, and I didn't even know it. I even had the tarot card sitting there. All this stuff that I did not know that I was engaged in witchcraft. And I would hear this joke of like, well, I would like personally do a joke. I never said anything, but I would do a joke of like, oh, I'm a good witch. And there was even a show on Netflix that I had watched. And I was like, I can relate with that because I am. Like, I don't try to do anything bad. I'm trying to do anything evil. But the witch part in general is bad. That's bad. So it's just like, it wasn't until, again, now sitting back and reflecting and doing a lot of educational stuff and learning that I even realized that I was engaged in witchcraft. Even down to like some of the tattoos that I have. I had talked to somebody about it, so I was like, I don't really know how I feel, which is God trying to speak to me in discernment. My discernment just wasn't strong at that point. It's like, I don't really know how I feel about this. This person reached out for a tattoo. They're like, yeah, I think you should do it. Go ahead. Like, encouraging me to do it, right? I got the tattoos, whatever, and then I noticed after I got those tattoos, my life got so hectic. And that I never talked about. My life got really hectic after those tattoos. And I literally was like, after the second one, I was like, I'm never going back to see that man ever again. Like, ever again. Because I don't know what's going on, but like, there's all types of crazy energy entering into my life that I just don't even understand. And here's why. It's because those tattoos, they were a ceremony. Again, I allowed someone who I trusted when I came to them and read what was going on and opened up to them being vulnerable. They led me again into darkness. That same person who led me into all this other stuff led me into that too. Literally led me into darkness. And I blindly went because I was ignorant and did not know. That's what I'm saying. I take accountability because I can't blame that person. I was ignorant and didn't know. Despite how I feel about that person, right or wrong, I was ignorant and didn't know. So, and I recently realized what some of those tattoos could mean. And I reached out to the person and like was like, hey, what's up with this? What's going on with this? You didn't tell me that this stuff could mean this. They still haven't responded. Because now I'm realizing I am light, and now I'm calling out darkness, right? Because I've always had a light about me. I always have. I always have been a firm believer in Christ, like always. But I noticed certain people that I was around, they're not necessarily in the same space spiritually with Christ that I am. And I'm not judging them for it. I just know what I know now. I'm not going back to that place, right? Because it's crazy for me to do the same stuff. And I even look back and I'm like, wow, okay. How were you so disconnected from God, though you thought you were connected to God, where you could allow people to lead you into darkness to that extent and not even know it? You literally were practicing witchcraft and didn't even know it. Even down to yoga. Yoga is evil. I know it's like, girl, what are you talking about? Yoga, a lot of the positions that you do when you do yoga, you're allowing yourself and opening yourself up to dark energy, I'll say. Just because, like, the practice of yoga is bad. It doesn't stem from the place a lot of people stem from. Stretching itself is good. Obviously, you want to relax your body. Stretching is good. It's the practice of yoga that's not. It's a practicing yoga is a religious belief. And it's been brought over here and it's been normalized, much like crystals, much like sage, much like a lot of that stuff. It's been normalized that we don't even know the original origin of where it comes from. So it's a religious practice. And so when you're doing these yoga, when you're doing these yoga poses and you're holding them, you don't even know what you're opening to, you're opening yourself up to, right? Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is during this time that I allowed those people to allow those people to bring different things into my life, as far as like, okay, I'm doing crystals and stuff like that. They also brought the practice of yoga into my life. I've always stretched. I didn't start doing yoga until I was around these people, like practicing yoga. So I'm like, wow. Look, I literally was blindly led into so much darkness and didn't know it. And I'm like, no wonder your life felt chaotic. No wonder, because you literally, it's like literally I was having a spiritual warfare. I'm like, I know I believe in God and Christ, but I've opened up all these portals and allowed so much darkness into my life that like there literally was a spiritual battle happening in my life. And I'm like, no wonder things felt so intense. No wonder so much craziness was happening. Literally no wonder. I'm like, it makes sense now. Because you allowed yourself, because you didn't have discernment, and you were blindly led by flesh and not by the spirit, that you allowed so much of this stuff into your life, and it's like, no wonder things became so intense for you. Of course. It's how I'm looking at it now, right? So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And though I personally despise everything, and I mean everything that happened, I'm going to say between 20, not every, okay. I despise a lot that happened starting at 2018, but it was 2020 and 2021 where I was like, oh, there was a lot that I won't ever be okay with. I'll say that, right? I'm like, of course. Because also during that time is when I had opened up the doors to all that stuff even more, because we're just sitting at the house. So I'm charging my crystals, I'm lighting my sage, even smoking. Now, y'all know your girl was a fit stoner. I did not know that when you smoke, you are weakening your spirit, which allows you to be able to be attacked in the spiritual realm even more. I did not know that. So it's like, I'm smoking as I have sage lit up. I even sometimes would put sage in it. And I remember someone told me, and I thought this person was crazy. They're like, I don't think you're supposed to be smoking that. Not in the sense of, I don't think you're supposed to be smoking sage. I think that person was already spiritually ahead of me and was like, you don't know what you're opening by smoking and lighting sage at the same time. That's what I think that person was honestly trying to tell me. But they just didn't come out and say it that way. But I'm like, you're right. I wasn't supposed to be smoking that stuff. Like, I really wasn't. And yeah, so it's like, I'm doing all this stuff. You know what I mean? During that time, honestly, and I would smoke occasionally, but during lockdown, I was smoking every day. I never really smoked like that, but I was smoking every day, and I was smoking like it went from like once a week to like every day. Then it became to like 2 to 3 times a day. Okay. And I mean, just super intense, like there was no need for me to be smoking that much. But it's like, I turned to that when I was stressed instead of turning to Christ, which again, all that weakened my spirit. Like my connection to God was becoming weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker because I was allowing myself to be taken over by all the stresses and the worries of the world. versus giving my problems to God and knowing that He's going to get me through. So it's like, again, I despise everything that happened then, because like all the attachments that I had to different people put me in such a dark place, put me in such a like low place. And this is what they say. God will do a lot of different things to try to get your attention. And when you don't listen, He'll force you to listen. And I'm not saying that in a way to scare you, though you should be God-fearing. I'm saying in a way of like, hey, when it starts off as that murmur or that whisper, listen, right? Because He was whispering the entire time and telling me that I shouldn't have been involved or in those circumstances with certain people that I was in. And I didn't listen. I allowed my relationships and how long I've known people and all the stuff that we've been through to like keep me involved and invested in their life, right? So again, I don't like what happened, but I was left alone. Me, Coco, and God. And though it hurts my freaking feelings, there's a point where it became just me and God. That at that point is when He got loud. Because He's like, I need you to reconnect with me. I need you to see how deep these people got you in this stuff. I need you to wake up out of this and reconnect with me. Because you were in a dark spiritual realm and you don't even know it. I need you to get out of there. And that's literally what happened. I woke up out of it. I reconnected with God in a way that I never have been connected with Him before. I've taken y'all with me on that journey the entire time. And I haven't smoked in 2 months. Because the moment I realized I was pregnant, I stopped smoking. Now, the amount of stuff I've accomplished during that time, everything that I've been trying to do for years, I accomplished the moment I reconnected with God and put the weed down. 100%. My app, the podcast, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, okay? All those channels monetized. All that stuff, like all those dreams came to life. Because I started giving my problems to God versus getting stressed out and going to a substance. Versus being stressed out and allowing the world's heaviness to weigh on me. Right? I really want y'all to take a step back and analyze some of the stuff that you're doing in your day to day. And seeing, is it of this world or is this of Christ? Right? Because if we're going to go there, let's go there. Y'all, I didn't even know, I don't know if I can say this on YouTube, but I didn't even know masturbation. I didn't even know that that was a sin. I'm thinking, okay, because I'm not out here actually engaging in physical activity like that with somebody else, I'm doing good. Because I'm not creating soul ties. I'm not giving my body away. It's just me and my hands. It's still lust. Ooh, ooh.
They are moving. Oh my gosh, wow.
It's still lust.
And I'm like, that's the part that's like, wow. It really is. And again, that wasn't until recently that I learned that. So it's just like, my point is, I need y'all to reanalyze y'all's habits. Reanalyze y'all's daily habits. And low-key analyze the habits of the people you hang around. And if your habits and their habits don't align with Christ, you need to sit and get it figured out. And I'm saying that out of love. Figure it out. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It is better to be recluded and secluded, okay, from people in this world and having a great relationship with God than being around all these people and your relationship with God sucks. And that is a personal experience. Because when I look at, and I'm not saying this in a messed up way to anybody who was in my life in that time. What I'm saying is, there was a point where, there's multiple videos we got into getting after this. There was a point where I was making the amount of money that I really wanted to make. I was making like $5,000-$6,000 a month, right? And this was like back like 2017, 2018. More like 2018. Yeah, I think it was 2018. That's when I really started seeing that. And I was like, wow. Then I started engaging with people whose energy spiritually wasn't in line with mine. Because my relationship with God at that point was good. It wasn't perfect. But it was better than it was when I moved. And I always like yearned to go back to that place. To go back to not just that house, but to go back to kind of where I was mentally. I feel like life was so great then versus when I left that place. And I thought it was a house. I thought it was a city. I thought that was what I was missing because it was so convenient to everything. And what I was actually missing was me. I was missing my connection to myself. I was missing my connection to God. I was missing parts of who I was then. Not saying that I wasn't still attached to that, but my environment changed. And it was just different. It was just different. And in that space, the new space is when I was opened up to all the crystals and the sage and tarot cards and all this freaking witchcraft that I didn't even know. And it's like, well, no wonder a lot of the goals you were trying to check off, you couldn't. Because though you believed in God, you weren't allowing God to be in your life in the way that He desired to be in your life at that point. So what I want y'all to do is, if y'all are engaging in any of that stuff, I'm not here to put my fingers and talk down on nobody. That's not what I'm about. But I do want y'all to get out of that stuff because it's not what you think. Okay? It's really not. And I want y'all to save yourself spiritually because it's worth it. So your homework truly is, honestly, to do some research on that stuff so you're not just taking my word for it. Do some research on if crystals aren't of God. Do research on sage not being of Christ. Do research on yoga not being of Christ. Okay? Don't just take my word for it. Do your research. I've done a lot of research and I watched a lot of videos. And honestly, I was like, wow. I cannot believe I did not know that. I cannot believe I did not know that. Getting excited in there. I cannot believe I did not know that. So I'm here to tell y'all, hey, God loves y'all, okay? I love y'all. That's why I'm even making content like this, to help y'all. Because though it's great to be all who, we also need to make sure that we're aware and that spiritually we're good too. Because when we're well spiritually,
everything in our life aligns, and God will bring the right amount of people, not even the right amount, the right people to you who align with your mission, who align with what it is that you're trying to, like, again, align with your mission. People of God. I didn't even realize that I needed to go and check myself, because I'm like, there was something in you, talking about me, that allowed these people to think that it was okay to even come into your life. But also, be aware that there are tests. So when you're being tested, that's what I'm saying, practice your discernment. Because when you're being tested, it would be like, let's see if you're really over it. Let's see if you're really stronger. Right? Because some relationships in my life that I reconnected with and people that I allowed back into my life, I shouldn't have. They didn't deserve it. But because my discernment was off and I was ignorant, I did. And then free time, I was the one that ended up hurt. Not them. So, your homework for today is get your paper out, get your pen out. Do research on crystals. Do research on sage. Do research on yoga, okay? And truly sit and reflect on what daily habits you need to let go of. For real. Especially, and I'm going to say this too, especially now that weed is legal and it's starting to become legal across all the 50 states, I think it's time for us to let it go too. And this is why I'm saying this. Because now it's not just our hands. I have to be careful what I say here for YouTube purposes. It's not just our hands that are in how that plant is being grown. So now we don't know if it's being chemically grown, right? So now we don't know what is in it, if there's pesticides, all this other kind of stuff. Now it's different. It really is a different ball game. Now that, like, it can be taxed. So slowly, y'all, wean yourself off of it. Because I feel like it become as intense as the C word. I really do. And considering that they used to put the C word in soda back in the day and people didn't know it, who's to say that, like, something like that couldn't happen when it comes to the plant? We just don't know. Now, that I know that's a little conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll back up out of that train real quick. But, like, I'm speaking from experience of, like, having stuff slipped into my stuff and not knowing it, that I'm just like, hey, don't turn a blinding eye because you don't know, is all I'm saying. Right? Okay. I love y'all. And I'll see you on the next video. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Turn on your post bell notifications. That way you can get notified every single time there's a post. Love y'all. See you on the next episode.